So, you said the key takeaway from last year's prices is that Bristol Bay processors retained more value than ever before after deducting payments to fishermen. Can you talk a little about why that was and also explain what net processing revenue means?
Yeah, sure. I think I'll start with the definition of net processing revenue first. So we often hear fishermen asking, how much of the fishery value do we get and how much do processors get? And in order to answer that question, we really needed to find a way to compare apples to apples, as best we could. And so ex vessel value, which is the payments from processors to fishermen, is essentially the total revenue that fishermen earn. And so the processor equivalent would be the value of their total sales for Bristol Bay sockeye products in this case, less payments to fishermen. And so that's what we've dubbed as net processing revenue. And it really just deducts the ex vessel value of the fish, the raw material, from the first wholesale value of sales. To your point, to your question about why was that figure so much higher in 2020? I mean, the simple reason when you look at the data is that the total first wholesale sales were only down 5%, which works out to about $20 to $30 million. But the ex vessel value, the payments to fishermen for Bristol Bay sockeye fell by about $135 million, and that's based on preliminary data, which we believe will be end up pretty close to final when Fish and Game finalizes it. So the real question there then is, well, why did ex vessel payments fall so much last year, compared to 2019? And certainly last year's 70-cent base price started things off at a much lower starting point. And because of the pandemic and things were so uncertain, I think, we kind of understand why there was such a conservative price paid up front last year, given all the factors. And then, many companies after the season and into the spring, especially in the spring, did pay out substantial retro payments. But as far as why those didn't go even higher, it probably has a lot to do with factors such as higher operating costs due to COVID, as well as really poor salmon runs elsewhere that maybe just didn't leave as much profit left over as we maybe typically would have seen in past years, the way things kind of shake out. So, really at the end of the day, it's a market where processors pay what they think they have to pay to get fish and secure their supply. And that's driven by market conditions. The more valuable the products are at retail and wholesale, the more that there's going to be, the more that there should be competition for those fish. And if there's, if there's not as much competition, then over time, different companies will get into it, or other ones will be, become more competitive. But I think that's kind of what we saw play out in 2020.